Welcome to Focus on Violence Prevention, a public affairs presentation. I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And I'm Connie Sedberry, Executive Director of Safe Place in Mitchell County. We're going to continue our discussion about the myths and facts related to sexual assault. This myth, which I'm sure everyone has talked about and heard about, is that false reporting is common, that women frequently cry rape, which puts a whole black mark on another reason why women don't come forward,
mm-hmm.
because they're not going to be believed.
Right.
We know from fact, the FBI reports that only 2% of rape reports are given falsely. This is about the same false report rate for other felonies.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of just 2% of all crimes that are reported are actually false reports.
Yeah.
2% is very small. One of the things that we do in our profession, in our advocacy, in the work that we do, is we believe are mostly ladies, men who come to us
mm-hmm.
with reports of sexual assault. We believe are young people
yeah.
when they come to us.
I know when I was working Child Protective Services, teenagers would step forward and make a report, and they might be a troubled teenager. And I would hear things like, oh, she's just a liar, or he's just a liar, he's messed up, he's done this, he's done that. Well, yeah, they're messed up. Bad things have happened to them, and a lot of times they weren't believed. And the rate of false reporting with kids, too, is just like 2%.
Mm-hmm.
I had calculated one time that I had done about 130 child sexual assault cases in 12 years, and only two were not totally telling the truth. One had been totally misunderstood. She was special needs and had not explained herself the right way to the adult, and then the other one had been coached by her mom. They were going through a bad divorce, and the little kid finally just told me. Mama told me to say it. So out of all those, two were
mm-hmm.
not true. So it's hardly ever do we get a false report.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a false report at the Family Violence Coalition as far as sexual assault. Most people don't even want to talk about it.
Right. And it's important for our listeners to know that this could be something that's happened a long, long time ago to you as a child or in your marriage, in a relationship a long time ago. And it's important to be able to talk about it.
Yeah. Get it out in the open. And
yeah. It relieves a whole lot of different issues. And we can help you find not only, of course, peer counseling, peer support that
mm-hmm.
we can provide, but professional counseling as well
yeah.
and support groups.
And it doesn't mean you take out charges. Sometimes the person who did it to you is long gone, dead. But it doesn't mean anything like that. But it's about you being able to move forward and it not be who you are. It should not define who you are.
Exactly.
There's so many other things about you, and let that go.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Another myth is that if the assailant, victim, or both are under the influence of drugs or alcohol, the victim is free to consent to sex, and the assailant therefore cannot be charged with rape. Fact is, when intoxicated, an individual cannot legally consent to sexual activity. Forcing sex on someone who is too drunk to give consent is still criminal sexual conduct in the third degree. Rape is a serious offense, and people who commit crimes while under the influence of alcohol or drugs are not considered free from guilt. That's an important thing to know. I think it's, again, as it says, a myth that if, you know, I was drunk, I didn't know what I was doing, or she was drunk and she wanted it and blah, blah, blah. It's never an excuse
right.
on either side. You can't give consent and you cannot commit the crime. Another myth is if a husband has sex with his wife without her consent, it is not legally considered rape. Fact is, regardless of the marital or social relationship between the assailant and victim, if an individual does not consent to sexual activity, he or she is being sexually assaulted. In fact, 14% of women are victims of rape committed by their husband. And again, that's just those that are reported.
We didn't have marital rape laws in the United States until I was in graduate school. Before we had it in my home state, South Carolina, it was like 90, 91, 92, 93. And I remember pulling off on the side of the road, listening to some of our state senators arguing about it, that they didn't think it was right, that the state could tell a man what he could do in his bedroom. And I actually was naive enough back then for it to really hurt me to
mm-hmm.
think that we were still having that conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's still, as it says, it's still a myth in,
uh-huh.
amongst a lot of people. That
yeah.
If
yeah.
you're married, you
they
know.
Have papers on you.
Yeah, uh-huh. your property.
Yeah. And it used to be that way, but it's not anymore. In Yancey County, call us any time of the day or night at 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, 765-4044.
And remember, stopping off forms of violence in your community begins with who?
It starts with me.
And you. Thanks for listening.